Kima Tyrosomase is somebody was metamis somebody else's tyros. He took a sheretz and put it on somebody else's truma. So you mazik him, so, and then the person dies, is lekunz the same thing, lekunz the baravacha, the bonim did not make a knes, the children will then have to pay for it. My time, what's the reason? There's really ksim hezek shenanika. It really it's a hezek that you can't see it, because you put a sheretz on the tyros, but it looks the same thing. And therefore, midirais the swari is leishma hezek. Midirais you have from paying. It's only knes the rabbonin, it's only knes you have to pay the rabbonin. And that's the swara, the Yudei Kuntzer Rabbanon, the one that did the yis of the father that was Metama the Tyrus, he has to pay for it. But when he dies, Lebrei on the children, the Kuntzer Rabbanon, that's this cloud. When Rabbanon make a knas, he only put the knas upon the father, the one that did the yis, but upon the son that did not do the yis, he has no knas. Alright, we'll stop here. We have hold no ataf lamed heyim and aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this, that Maisa once happened a story that the Zohar shall rechelim, a Zohar, a male of a rochel of a goat, or Zokin, it was an older one, the Sarah Medudul, it had long hair, the hair was hanging down. And the reason was, we'll soon say it was a Bechor, and this man is they don't bring it for carbon, so they had to wait till it became a Balmum, and they're not allowed to work with it, you can't share off the wool. Ever had long hair. Now the role kissed the record, one like Roman a policeman saw it. The Yomer and the Yefer the Chomin Mativu Shoze, how come like you have it, the hair was so long, why don't you cut off the hair? Omulus he said, so they answered back, Bechoru, this Rochel is a Bechor, and we can't eat it, we can't use it. The Einu Nishchat Elohim came Hoyeba Mum, we can't check until there's a Mum, and there was no Mum on it, yes, therefore we can't use it. That's what they answered back. And this they said, so what happened was not a pigum, that this guy, this kesar, he took a remekwash, they took a spear, vitzorm oznoi, and he split like the ear of the bechor by the oizen. So it became a bamum now. And he didn't do it the kavona to be matzot rashi, he said that he didn't know that by doing this you make it mutter. He thought that maybe a mum comes by itself. He did not know by him doing it, it'll make a heter. So it's called like he didn't have kavana. So therefore, bo mice of their chomim, the shayla came in front of the chomim. What should we do now with this bechor? Is it mutter to eat it or not? V'tiru, they said yes, you're allowed to use it because it wasn't done the kavana to be matter the bechor. The guy did not make the mum with kavana to be matter it. What happened was now the yachas shetiru after the chomim paskin that it's mutter. Now holach v'tzirim bi'oznoi bechor asacherim. Now this kista went, this kista went. And he put mums in a lot of bechorim, all the other people bechorim also. Like now the guy understood that if he makes a mum, he'll make it mutter for them to use it. So therefore, like he meant to be nice, but he went to make a lot of mums now, different bechorim, to make the bechorim mutter. So now already, v'yosru. Now already the chum said it's also. Because this is called like the guy, even though it was a guy, but it's called did it l'shem kavona, to be mutter with a mum, that's a knas midirabon, and you can't use that mum. Now, another time it happened, Hayotinoikos Mesachkin Basoda, that kids were playing in the field, Vikoshu Zanve Toloim Zebezer, and they tied the tails together, the different, different little sheeps, or lambs, they tied the tails together. The Nifsikus Novishalechud, and then when the sheep, the Toloim were fighting like, so one tail came off, and Varehu Bechor happened to be a Bechor. So now that's a balmum. So shalom was, you're allowed to eat it. Can you shecht it now? So bo maisach nechom, they brought the shalom in front of the chomim. Mashma didn't make it a treifa. It only became a balmum. V'tiru, they said, yes, you're allowed to shecht it. You could use this mum. It's called a good mum. Again, the kids were just playing. They did not do it l'shem kavona to be matter the bechor. So it wasn't of the kavona. Therefore, even with the rabban, it's muta to use it. What happened was, Rosh Shetiru, so these tinoikas, these kids saw the way the Chomer passed that you're allowed to use it. Is Holchov the Koshru's novice Bechoros Acherim. They went and tied now tails of Bechoros together until they pulled off and came about Mum. And now read of Yosru. Now the Chomer said, if so, since they're doing it the Kavona to make a heter, they yelled it also teeth from this Bechor. And there, Klaus, this is the general rule that Kol Shul Ledaitoi, if it's done Ledaitoi, meaning the person's doing it Almanah to give a heter to this Bechor, then also the Rabbani, you can't use that mum. But Shleil Daita, if the person's doing it does not realize that he's making a mum, will make a heter, he's like the goy, the first time, therefore it's muta, there's no knas midrabonin, you're allowed to use this mum, even midrabonin. Then the more it says now, for machas hoyu, utsrichle, what do we have to have both maises in the Mishnah, who are both the same maisa? So the more it says the same halachas. The more it says, no, tsrich, we need both of them. The yashmin ovikachovim, I only hear the halacha by an ovikachovim by a goy, the first case, the loyosu le misrach. Do you know why the first time he does it, will say, you muta teach from it? Because we're not afraid if the goy will come and do it a second time. Like Sarach means he'll grab a hold of it and do it a second time, he's a guy. So even though it's us to do it, we don't care about the Yisurim a guy does. So therefore, there's no Xerah, therefore we'll let the first time the guy does it, we'll say it's mutati from it. Ah, we'll cut them here the first time a kid did it. The Yosla Misra, we have to be afraid if the Psak will be that you let eat from it, we have to be afraid maybe this cut now will get used to doing it a second time also. So maybe we should have made a Knaf even the first time you can't eat from it. Says the Chiddush, no, we're not afraid, maybe the Kotem will come to be Misrach to go after and do it again when he comes older even. Now, we Yashmin and Kotem, we don't hear the Chiddush by Kotem, Mishum Dol Yosel Lachlufei, the Gadol, you're not going to make a mistake to say that who Adin, if a Gadol does it, it'll be Mutter. Everybody knows it's only Kotem right now, so therefore we know a Kotem doesn't have that light to be Matarit, therefore it's Mutter. Abu, but in the first case, by the Gehovim, he's a Gadol, he's an older person, so if people will see that when he made the Mum, still you're allowed to eat from it, if people come to Yosel Lechlufa, come to make a mistake, the Gadol with a regular Jew, and they'll think, who are then if a Jew makes a mimosa, it's mutatidit. Say, Maloy, maybe the Rabbanim should make a chenas. That when the guy made this mum, you can't eat from it, Sricha. That's the Chiddush in both cases in the Mishnah. The both cases, Lechatkhila, before they know they're doing a Lashem Heter, it's mutatid from it. Now, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Katina, Leishana, when do we learn? El Diyomalei, Elim came hoya by mum. When do we learn in the Mishnah by this guy that when he makes the mum, it's mutter? That's only when we said back to him, Rashi Lashon the mutter abchor the other chavim el diyom alei lekista. When the Jews first answered back the case and told him, and the nishchet elim came hoya by mum. When they answered back and told him, you should know we could only use this bechor if a mum happened to it. To mashma, that would have been mashma. Rashi says sheyip a mum emela, that only if a mum happens by itself. So therefore, if the guy goes and does it, we do not say he's doing it the kabbalah to be matter it. Because so far the guy doesn't know that if you make a mum, it's mutter. He only heard, like from the Jews, if a mum comes by itself, it's mutter. Therefore, even though the guy does it, we say that's not kabbalah to be matter, therefore it's mutter. So that's what the Chizda is saying. That Lashana was and it wasn't a mutter. And Mishtal the Yomalei, Elim came hoyev a mum. Only if there is a mum there. Avo, but Imamalei, if the Jews answer back this guy and tell him, that if nasa by mum, that if somebody would make a mum, that would also be mutter, then command yomalei zilovit by mum adami. Then it's considered as if you're telling the guy now, please let go and make a mum. Like you're telling him that if you make a mum, it becomes mutter, that's like telling him to do it. So then if the guy would do it, it would be also. Omar Rabbah says back, no. Michti, let's see. Memelehu, anyway, the mum is memela. Rashi says, Memelehu means shlehoi yodeyot chom, the guy did not know. Shiye mutar al yodai. He did not know that when he makes it, he'll shafa heter. And so, mali hoya, mali nasa. What's the difference how the Jews answered him back? Whether they said we could only shech this bechor if a mum comes by itself, or if somebody puts the mum, still the guy does not know like what you're talking about. He does not realize that he could make the heter also. So therefore, Rav holds no in both cases. El nasa nami menelehu v'loishino. Even if they said if it's made, it's also considered like it happens by itself, and Leishman there's no difference. That the first time the guy does it, he does not realize it, or he does not have kavana to make a heter, and therefore the first time he does it, it's mutim with the rabbanon. It's only once we pass in and after the mum to say that it's muta, now the guy realizes that because he made the mum, we're saying it's muta, now we have to be chosh the second time, he's doing it l'shein b'das to be matarit. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah is there, called it the general rule, that kol shuladas osa. Anytime it's done ladas, it becomes osa. Lasu yimai, what's it coming to include? Lesu yigroma. Even if the Jew doesn't mamish put the mum, but he only like puts dough around the ear of the animal, bechor, that a dog should come and bite it, so you cause that to happen, that's also osa. If you just made a grumma of a mum, it's also the rabbanon also if you teach from the bechor. Can't shecht it. Then shalei l'daf is muta. So Gemara says, what does it come to include? Le'suya mesiach of le'tumay. That if the Jew is talking to the guy, not really telling him that if you make a mum, there'll be muta, but just in the story form. Mesiach le'tumay, you just happen to be talking to him like this. That's called mesiach le'tumay. Rashi says, shalei shola kista mativay. In the case where the guy did not ask you, what's the pshat in this bechor? El hey matzman, just in the case where the Jews themselves happen to be talking to a guy, and mesiach le'tumay, they stop talking, normal talk. I remember they say, listen, rei la yishchad tel yolam, we don't check this one. El adei mum, only if somebody puts a mum on it. And v'le niskavnu l'kach, but when they're telling you to him, they're not mechatim to tell him to do it. So in such a case, still it's muta. Even though it comes out that really the Jews are telling this guy, you should know, that the reason why we didn't use it yet because nobody put a mum in it. But if somebody would put a mum in it, it would be muta for us. So even though your imam is telling the guy that, still it's a muta. Because you're not telling it to him, a terrorist, like he should go and do it. You're only like telling him over a fact, a story. Therefore we say it's muta. That's the chiddush. That's called shalei l'daf, that the owner, at least, does not have kavanah to make a heter here. So therefore, even if the guy does it, still will be muta. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoye b'chor rodfoy? Let's say a b'chor was chasing you. So biyata, you kicked it, like self-defense, you kicked it. So you didn't have kavanah to make a mum, you had kavanah to save yourself. But you also b'mum, by kicking it, you made a mum. I raise a shekh of the law. In such a case, you even allowed a shekh to b'chor. That's not cool, like you put a mum there to kavanah. Omer Rapapa, Loishan is only called El Shabiyata b'shas radifa. When you kicked it, when it was chasing you. Ah, well, Yach radifa, let's say it chased you, and then it stopped chasing you. And the lady go and kick it, Loi, then we say kicking it is like you're making a mum, and it'll be yos the shecht on it. So Mar says, treat, of course. Like it's only mutta if you're doing the shame to save yourself, not after he stopped chasing you. So Mar says, yes. Mother time, I would have thought to say no. That even after he finished chasing you, if you kick it later still, I would have thought to say, Surei hu demaker, that the reason why you're doing it, you want to take revenge. Like you remember the way this animal was chasing you, and now you want to go kick him back. So you're not mechavin al Hashem to make a mum to be mati you. You're only mechavin Hashem revenge. So I would have thought they said that that's muta. Kamashma, no, that's also. It's only muta if you kick your mamas v'shasi chasing you. And Ika the army, some say no. The Ramra Papa said, loitayma, don't think that v'shas radifa in. It's only muta when the b'chor is running after you. Then it's called self-defense. Abushle v'shasi, but after he's chasing you, then loy. Then it's called, you're putting a mum there. No. Elarada afilu liach radif, even after he gets finished chasing you, nami, if you go and kick it later, it's still mutter to eat from it. You could check on that mum. Why? My time, what's the reason? Tzuri yudamadcher, again, you don't have kavana really to be matterate with this mum, but your kavana is only to take revenge because you're angry at him, what he did to you. So that's called, again, shlei midas, that you're not doing it, l'shem this mum should be matterate, therefore it's mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda Vudi says, Muta lahatil mum bevichor kodim shiyotz liyavroilam. Before the bechor is born, before it comes out on this world, so it has no kedusha yet, so there's no issa to put a mum in on it. If you put your hands inside the womb of the mother and you split the ear there, so it's okay. If you mat the mum before it comes out, it has no kedusha yet, there's no issa being mat the mum on a bechor. Amr Rav says, Gedi, if you have a kid, the best idea is to split its ear. The Rashi says, because by a kid, the first thing that comes out is its ears. So that's easy to split. Imra, if you have, let's say, a lamb, an imra, that's bisfafosa. The best idea there is to split its lip. As much as that's what comes out first, its lips. And he could yarmi some say, no, imra nami b'yudna. That a lamb also you could afford to, like, split its ears. Why? Because Eima Derech Tzedoyev Nof, it comes out through its temple, that through the side. It could be, even though sometimes the lips come out first. But it could also be possible the ears also was on the sides, on the temple, it could also be possible that the ears come out first. Therefore, it's innate to put your hands in the womb to split the ears also. Omer Rava, Ochal V'loy Mechsei, let's say there's a mum inside the mouth, or you split the lip, or inside the mouth of the Bechor. So the Shailah is, a mum is only matter, it's a mum shebegoli, that you could see it. So Omer Rava, ochel, let's say when he eats it, when the bechor is eating, that much opening the mouth, he can't see the mum inside it. But poye, when he starts to scream or starts to cry, he opens his mouth up wider, then no mechse, then you could see the mum inside it. So you should know, a heavy mum, that's considered a mum, that it's called a mum shebegolui, that if it's a bechor, you could check the bechor because of that. Where it says, "My kamash, what are you teaching me? My kamash, what are you teaching me?" Tanini, we learned like this already. That hachutin, hachitzaynais, that's the inside chutin. Rashi says, "Noch kiche dishina, the gums of your teeth, at the bottom of your teeth, there shakur nisin, the inside ones." Yeah. So shenifkumu, there's a patam there, a hole happened there, to your gum over there. Else for shenigamumu, the whole thing was cut off. Sahapigimois shenekurel or sahapnimis, the inside ones, shenekurel uprooted. So these things are called mums. Now, my time, what's the reason if the pnimis, the inside one, was uprooted, lechuri, you can't see it? So why is it called a mum? Lav mishum, isn't the reason is, the chipoye, because when the animal starts to scream, it opens up its mouth wide, mechse, then you could see it. So you see, by opening up when it screams, that's also called it's begoli, you could see the mum. Says that Rav and Nami time of the Masechta Meforash. Rav is coming to explain the reason of the Mishnah. My time and Nekru heavy Muma. What's the reason if the Pnimis, the inside ones, are uprooted? Those teeth there, there's a Pagam there on the gums. What do we consider to be a Mum? Mishum, the reason is the Chipaya Mechse. Because when the animal starts to scream, opens up its mouth wide, you could see it, so that's enough to give it a shame. Mechse, that's called the Mum Shebegoli. That you be mutted to shech because of that mum. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hamumin horuyim lovi b'deyadim." Any mum that we have to be afraid, we see it on the bechor, that maybe the kohen put it there, maybe the roya put it there. So a mum that could be that a person made, the Rashi says that lafuki, certain mumim a person can make. Let's say an animal has five legs to it, so that can't be b'deyadim. Then we won't have this chshad. But a regular mum that there's a split, a cut, that you could be afraid maybe a person did it, so it's like this. Roya Yisro Nemonim. If the shepherd is a Jew, a Yisro, then he's believed to say it happened by itself. But Royim Khan, if the shepherd's a Kayain, then ain't a Nemon, then we don't believe him. We have to be Choshed, maybe he himself made the split, made the Mum. Roshimon Gamilaymer, Nemon Hu Al Shechveroi. Any Roya is Nemon on his friend. If it's somebody else's animal, he's Nemon to say that the Mum came by itself. But v'yeinemen ashal atzmoi, Shmuel says he's not nemen on himself. On himself he's choshed that maybe he would do it himself to be matir his bechor. Therefore, on his own bechor, he's not nemen to say it happened by itself. Rabbi Meir Oimer, hachoshed al adover. If you choshed on this thing, even for your own, then the lachor is loydon of loymido. You can't be done for somebody else. You can't say it to somebody else. That once you're choshed, that you put a mum on your bechor. So not only are you choshed for yourself, but you're choshed for somebody else also. That's the difference between Remeya and Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Another more says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza. Chadama one says, what does the Mishnah mean, the chil between a Roya Yisrael and a Roya Kanim? So one says, Roya Yisrael, they Kanim Nemonim. They told him the shepherd himself, if he's a Yisrael, even though he's working for Kanim, he's working by his master, is a Kohen, still is believed. Why? Like we're not afraid to say, maybe he'll want to say that really there was a good mum on this bechor, because then his master like will be able to shecht it, and he'll give him a portion, he'll give him part of it, that legimus, he'll give him something to eat from it. We're not afraid about that. Since with the mice he's a Yisrael, he's not going to get this the whole bechor for himself, so he's not choshed to lie, we can believe what he's saying. But Roya Kahanim, let's say the shepherd is a Kayin, even though they Yisrael, the owner is a Yisrael, then already ain't a monim. Then the Kohen, the Roy, is not there but to say the Mum happened by itself. Does he have to be afraid maybe he did it? What does he have to gain on the deal? Because Maim Ron will say like this, Kiv on the Kotarachna Bay, since I'm working, I'm the shepherd, I'm working for him, Leshab Ludidi, he won't leave me over the Yoyev Lachrin and give it to somebody else. So for sure he'll give it to me. So therefore the shepherd feels pretty certain he'll get it, and therefore we're afraid he'll be Matal Mum. That's John the Mishnah, that a shepherd Yisrael is believed, the shepherd of Kohen is not believed. And Vuad did the same thing about the Kohen Lekohen, that the shepherd's a Kohen, and he's saying for another Kohen about the same thing, we're afraid for Gomer, we mean to say, I'll do it for you now to be Mata this Bechor, and you do it for me later. That's called going on. I'll do something wrong. I'll help you out right now because you can help me out later. So one current, another current also were afraid. So that's what one says. Now, on this pshat, for Yosef Shum Gamliel, he comes to say, no, lemeimor, that nemenu al shechaveri, that no matter what you are, you saw the rakayin, you nemen on your friends, b'chor, but you ain't a nemen al shalatzme, not nemen on yourself. When you're only a zachshad, you come to put it yourself. But when somebody else says, whether you're current or you saw, it doesn't make enough mina. Well, not choshed you. The Yosef Remela, the Yosef Remela meimor, no, that al choshed al adover, and we ever have a chshad, we caught you once putting a mum onto a b'chor, the lacher is loydon. You can't paskin any more those shalos about the chayrus, and loymidoy. You can't come to say this either. That's why one learns pshat na mishnah. Another one says the chadam. Notice it like this: the chadam roye yisro ve'en kahanim. That no, the mishnah says the roye yisro is nemon. It means to say he himself is a kohen, just he's a shepherd for Yisrael. Roye yisro means the owner is Yisrael. Even though you're a kohen, still nemon, still here. We believe you. And what's the reason? Because Maim Ram will say like this, like this Roy anyway,